What a day yesterday over at Holdridge. The weather turned out to be pretty nice. I think you're probably the same way. Oh, it's going to be cold outside, but it turned out to be pretty nice for a day for track.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to hold up, but I kept checking the radar, and it looked like there's a line of showers a couple miles just west of us. But the rain stayed away, and it ended up being a really, really nice day for a track meet, so definitely can't complain about the weather.
And your first two had got postponed with the quad and Elwood, and the Cambridge relays getting pushed to Monday and everything. You're going, please. And a lot of coaches are in the same boat. We need to get a meet in, and it was a nice day, and your kids did great yesterday.
Yeah, really proud of how our kids competed. It's really, really good competition with schools from Class A, B, and C. And so, you know, we've kind of had some not great days for practice and been kind of hit and miss with weather. And, you know, just going out and getting some times, getting some heights and some distances was really good for us. And I thought we competed really well.
No question about it. This was first time at the Holdridge Invite with the Gothenburgs and Lexingtons, North Platts, Dundee County, Stratton. You had a chance to see one of your RPAC conference teams over there for this one. So on the girls and boys side, there was some really good competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was a really good meet to just kind of go out and see that competition. I think it did a couple things for our kids. You know, one, it shows maybe we can compete with some of those bigger schools. And then, you know, for a few kids, maybe some motivation. This is what I need to do to get better. So I think it was a very worthwhile meet, and it was good to see that competition, see some teams we don't usually see.
Start on the girls' side. Had some medal winners, event winners as well, doing good in more than one event yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I spent most of my day over at Discus.
And that was like a mile or two away, is that right?
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
I think I got probably 20,000 steps in going back and forth between there.
Did you have to walk it over there? Did you walk it?
Or yeah.
It was, okay.
It was a few blocks.
A few blocks over, so. But like for example, Asia Gallegos, hurdles, and she vaulted for the first time and then ran a relay. That young lady was busy yesterday.
She was. This is her first time pole vaulting. She kind of thought she might want to do it this year, and so she's been practicing. And first time out, and she went 8 foot, and that actually puts her second all time at Southwest for pole vault. So hopefully that's some good motivation to keep going there. I think she's got a lot of potential there. She did really well in both hurdle events. She got second in the hundreds and the 300. She actually set her school record in the 300-meter hurdles. Broke a record that I think was set in 2004, so that was really good. She had a really good meet.
That's good. And part of that 4x1 relay at the end ran in the 54, and you're still working on some handoffs. And you feel like, talking to you afterwards, you feel like that's a promising event. It should get faster.
Absolutely. They haven't had a whole bunch of time to work on handoffs and stuff. Our kids are involved in a lot of different activities, which is amazing, and I love that. But just we haven't had the time, and the weather hasn't always cooperated. But I have no doubt we'll fine-tune that. And we had a great starting. That's a great point to start at. So once we get some more practice in, get more familiar with each other, I think that time will come down pretty good.
I know you didn't run a 4x4, but you ran a 4x8, and you're still working the kinks out of those two relays as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we have some pretty good potential there. We have a couple freshmen, Caitlin Adams and Annika Nelms, that are going to run that for us. And we had some issues with some sickness and had to have some people step up on that. So I think we definitely have some potential in that 4x8 and 4x4 once we have everybody healthy.
I know in the field events, we talked about the vault already, but had a couple of jumpers make the finals of the long jump as well.
Yeah, long jump, pretty pleased with that as well. Caitlin Barnett got... probably not her best jump, and I know she wasn't super excited about it. She still come back with a medal, and I think she rebounded pretty well with the rest of the meet. She competed hard. And then Brynn Lampe also had her best long jump. I know she's been fighting through some injuries the last couple of years, so that's good to see her PR in that event as well.
You always got to tell those kids it's the first meet. It's the first meet of the year. You don't want to peek at the first meet of the year, do you?
No, absolutely not. It's a long season. That's just going to be a starting point and gives us a point to work towards or work from.
Speaking of the throws, where you're at, your thrower's not a bad day for them either.
No. Shot put went really well. I think all three of our boys PR'd in the shot put, and some considerably. Discus, Jason improved, had a pretty good PR. Tristan right there as well. And then Kiana in the discus set our school record. By a couple inches, and that was another record that had stood for, I think, since 2004 or 2005. And Man, she had a second throw that was out of bounds, but it's probably 6 feet farther. So she had a great day throwing. Allie Nelms threw pretty good for us as well. She's just kind of starting with discus, and she's got a ton of potential there. And then our girls' shot putters, I guess, was just Kiana yesterday, but she kind of got back to where she had been and really close to another PR there.
That's good. When you, boy, PR in your first meet of the season, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It gives you a lot of hope for the future, and hopefully we can build off of that.
All right. Sure. I think I covered the girls, I think, in every all the events. Let's skip on to the boys. Boys had some promise, had a nice day as well, didn't they?
Yeah, boys did really well as well. Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to see a ton of it because there's that discus. But based on what I've heard, the parts I did get to see was really good. Our boys 4x8, I got to see a couple legs of that, and they set a really good time. Great time to start the season at 9:09. And we had a couple new people on there as well. We had Cole, Austin, Nathan, and Mitchell running his first leg of the 4x8. And, you know, everybody did a pretty good job. That's a great starting point there. Our boys 4x1, they improved by about a second from where they were last year, their best time last year. And so there's definitely some potential in that 4x1 as well. And then our 4x4, I think we ran our third best time from last year. So all three relays on the boys' side are in really good spots, I think, to really improve and compete at conference and districts.
I was giving Mitchell Stritt a little static yesterday. He's a relay specialist because, and really Nathan Rippey as well. Those guys are on all three relays for you.
They do, and we're asking a lot of those guys, and just really proud of how they went out and competed. And I know they gave it their all in that 4x1, and they were hurting, but they gutted out a pretty good 4x4 split as well. So, we ask a lot of them, both of those guys, being on all those relays, and they did a great job for us.
And had some other performers once again on the track as well, middle distance, hurdles, and everything as well. And the sprints, sprinters maybe didn't fare as good as they wanted to, but that sprint field was tough yesterday.
Yeah, it was really tough sprint field, and the distance field as well, really, really tough. So we ran some fairly decent times there, but Cole ran a really good 300 hurdles for us. He's right below his PR, so I think he's gonna continue to bring that down. I think we asked him to run his first 400 ever, open four, and he's, I think, number six all time, right outside of our top five. So we're going to continue to see where we can get him to score some points. And then in the field events, Hunter Cunningham sets a PR, actually enters our top five in the long jump, winning the long jump there against some pretty good competition as well.
Yeah, he hit 20 feet on his first jump. I was over there, and I went, wow, that's a heck of a start, big guy. And he held on. I know the Kozad, the Chitka kid from McCord from Kozad's a really good jumper as well, and he out-dueled him in that event, which is good.
Yeah, it's a really good start, and I think it came down to like half an inch, if I remember. So, it was really good to see. I think Hunter kind of surprised himself. He said he was expecting about mid-19s, and so that's a really good start to go out with a 20-foot, 4-inch jump. So
Trent Williams also, I watched him a little bit. He's maybe not his best jump, but he's got a lot of potential, too, in that event, doesn't he?
He does, and he said on his farthest jump, he kind of went back and landed on his hand. So he's definitely got some potential there. And I think we had him run his first 200. He was more of a 100 guy last year, but ran a really good 200 low 25. So he's definitely got some potential in the sprints as well.
No question about it. Another field event, your vault in the vault. I know Caden Day, maybe not his best vault, but he's one I know has a lot of hope for him in the vault this year, don't you?
Yeah, he's got some good potential there. He's kind of struggling with a little bit of a back injury right now. So once we get him healthy, he's definitely gonna excel there and really challenge for some high placements there in the vault.
All right, I think we got everybody covered. I'm looking through at up top the sprints to the middle distances, the hurdles, everything. We covered everybody. Yeah, come back. Well, we'll see what Monday has to offer. Supposed to go to Cambridge for the relays and the makeup meets, but boy, that forecast.
Yeah, it's not looking good right now. We'll see. Low 40s and 70% chance of snow last I saw. So hopefully we can get it in, but also don't want to put anybody at risk of injury. So we'll see what the conditions give us.
Yeah, Coach Kent over there in Cambridge is probably just going, what do I have to do to get a nice day? And I'd If they have a chance, if they can't have it on Monday, where will they find? Can you find a date to reschedule? That's the big thing. Again, find it again to reschedule.
Right, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of events coming up. FFA, state FFA, state FBLA. That'll make it tough to schedule anything. So yeah, we'll have to kind of play by ear and see what we can do, and hopefully the weather starts to level out a little bit. And,
if not, then you come back next Friday and go over to Elwood for the a pretty large field and the Highline invite, isn't it?
I think they're up to 14 teams, so another really, really competitive meet. They just redid their track, so really good surface to go to. So we're really excited about going there and competing. We've got a lot of kids gone for state FFA, which is great, and so we'll go with what we got.
Exactly right. A lot of those kids will be on the road for a couple of days, so you compete who's available, right?
Yep, absolutely. We'll go with what we got and just keep working. It's a long season, so.
But a great start for you.
Yeah, really good start. Pleased with where we're at, and hopefully continue to build.